This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. When Maya Ullman's father needed medical help last August, her mother called 911 and expected her local fire department to respond. They were still waiting 20 minutes later, so Ullman's mother called again. The 911 dispatcher told her the North Queens Fire Department was on its way. Ullman's parents live less than 10 minutes from the fire hall.
And they never ever showed up. She ended up calling a relative that lived close by to come be with her because she was by herself. And so when I inquired about it, I was told that they were never paged. It was over 40 minutes or around 40 minutes before the ambulance did arrive. My father is okay, but it was, you know, serious at the time. When my mother explicitly asked for the North Queens Fire Department, they should have automatically been dispatched with no questions asked.
Ullman's story and others were why North Queens Fire Chief Chris Wolf called a public meeting at the fire hall in Caledonia on Monday night. About 100 residents, firefighters, and other first responders from as far away as Yarmouth aired their concerns about their local fire departments not being called to medical emergencies. Chief Wolf sounded the alarm on Facebook in February after another resident called 911 and the dispatcher didn't notify Wolf's department. Instead, that person was still waiting for an ambulance when Wolf's deputy chief found out about it and had 911 page the fire department. Volunteer firefighters around Nova Scotia take medical first responder training. The type of call they can respond to depends on the level their department signs up for. North Queens has 18 people trained to respond to almost any level of medical call. Wolf said that 111 of 198 of their calls last year were medical emergencies.
My mandate is not to give up until we find a solution to this problem of not being paid for certain calls within our community because the North Queens residents depend on us.
He contacted Queens MLA Kim Maslin to help organize the meeting with officials from the Department of Health and Wellness, Emergency Health Services, and Emergency Medical Care, which has the contract to operate ambulance and 911 service in Nova Scotia. Maslin is also the Minister of Emergency Management. She told those at the meeting to be frank about their concerns. She also told people to continue to contact her and other MLAs.
I want to make sure that we land where we need to land because what has been happening is not acceptable.
Representatives from EHS and Emergency Medical Care explained how the system works and the challenges in deploying the right resources in a timely way. But people like Maya Ullman wanted to know why their local fire departments wouldn't be told about a call, especially if the person in distress requested it. A first responder with North Queens also demanded to know why dispatchers would deny that request. Before officials could answer his question, other first responders from the Liverpool, Pubnico, and Woods Harbor fire departments also spoke up and said the same thing is happening in their areas. Jeff Frazier is the senior executive director of the Emergency Health Services Branch with the Nova Scotia's Department of Health and Wellness.
I'm not so sure we should be denying that. I actually didn't realize that that was happening in that manner.
Gordon Peckham, who is the vice president of operations with EMC, said he didn't know why that's happening, but that it shouldn't.
And so I'll take that back in terms of improvement to make sure that dispatchers aren't denying a community member or another agency to be notified.
After the meeting, Ullman said she hopes officials change how and when they notify local fire departments.
I mean, in a way, it made me feel a little better to know it wasn't only us, but at the same time, it really made me feel awful that this is happening in so many places and so many, particularly rural community members, are not getting the services they need in a timely fashion.
Maslin said she believes some progress was made at the meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was things that were said here tonight that certainly I could see that were raising the eyebrows of people that were here from EHS. And I think it's important whenever you have communication, I think that's when you can start to resolve issues. And that's what we're going to do.
Chief Wolf told QCCR that provincial officials promised to work on some of the issues raised and return to the community in 6 to 8 weeks for another public meeting.
Community did well supporting us, showing up. They voiced their concerns. Most of the concerns voiced we were aware of. I'm hoping that EMC will take it seriously and we'll get things resolved. You could see the reactions with some of the public talking there, that there was things going on that they wasn't even aware of. And I believe that within the next day or two, they'll be taking them things into consideration and addressing them right away.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.